Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this week's episode is about truth bombs and hilarity.
This podcast definitely contains laughter this week, and truth, and the occasional F word, not suitable for children.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Back again.
Here we are.
Like the Backstreet Boys.
Yep. School holidays.
School holidays. What a sweet, sweet relief.
No Zoom, no WebEx, no Teams, no nothing, no just my goodness.
And I think because we've had such an intense term, normally we would be like, we need to keep the kids entertained. The kids are just so happy to not have an adult talking to them.
Yeah.
It's really different holidays,
It's really
isn't it?
Different. It's different to the last ones and it's different to the ones because this is the third lot of holidays we've had in Melbourne in lockdown.
Yep.
So, the July ones we had a bit. We could go.
Yeah, and we got locked back down again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
It wasn't the same though because we had
They'd been at school.
It was hanging over us.
Yes,
they'd had 3 weeks at school and we just had that anxious
Yeah,
the
whereas
numbers
we're
are going
just resigned.
Up. Now we're resigned and the numbers are quite low.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And I think the kids are resigned to not asking, can I do this? Can I go here?
No.
Like there's just everyone, nothing's open in Melbourne still.
And
so
it's been cold, which is, it feels easier to be in your home in lockdown when it's cold and raining, doesn't it?
Beautiful last week though.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was
so nice to feel warm.
You know where we're at, Peas.
Yeah.
Future Peas listening, we're still in the stage four lockdown. Yeah.
But and to all of our over Peas, I know you can feel it looming as your winter comes, and I know the UK's tightening up.
Interestingly, I follow Ellen Stumbo in America, and she has a daughter with Down syndrome and a daughter with cerebral palsy, and she just wrote last night, I think, it's been 2 weeks, I think I'm ready to pull them out. And I just thought, yes, this is the universal truth for our families.
Yes.
Doesn't matter where you live.
No.
I just wanted to say yes.
It's
solidarity,
so hard.
Sister. This is really hard.
Really hard. I was saying to Mum the other day, I don't think she really got it, but remote learning is one of the hardest things I've done in my life.
Yes,
and I've
Kate,
done some pretty hard
you have.
Things, you know.
Yeah.
And it's different the second time.
Yes.
I feel like the first time because all of Australia was doing
it,
so you could
it was different.
Watch the news and they'd be talking to parents all around Australia and now it's just Melbourne.
It's just Melbourne, even Victoria's back out into the world.
Yeah. So, and I know the rest of Australia, they're probably sick of it, like I would be, but
I just think
for
they
us
don't
in
even
Melbourne,
know.
No.
Just don't even feel like.
It's been so long.
Yes.
A whole term. A whole term. Our children have not seen another friend. That's pretty full on.
It is full on. And they don't, like Molly doesn't want to do any Zooms with her friends. She just is not up for it at all. She said, I'll see him when I go back. I said, okay.
Well, it's true.
It's true.
Anyway, I'm just letting mine have some downtime.
Yes, me too.
Way too much time on screens. Still a lot of time on Nerf guns and scooters.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to nag you for the first few days.
No, me either. No, we're just letting everyone be.
We are. We're letting ourselves be.
Yeah. And I know there'll be some P families that's tricky.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
And letting them be doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
So that's a whole new level.
Yep. Yep. And you've had a really, really long term. Yeah. And you're rolling your eyes at us, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, we're
fine.
The rectums for a lot of people. Yeah, yes, of course.
But anyway, we're through the holidays. So whatever the next term brings, it brings. I don't even care, to be honest. I think Buzz and Woody will be going back, but we'll just see what happens with
Molly's
the numbers.
Agreed. She said maybe 2 days.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
We're going to do 2 or 3.
Let's decide then instead of getting anxious about it 3 weeks out.
Yes, let's not talk about it.
No, that's right.
Because it's still a couple of weeks
out. Let's not talk about it. No. Yeah.
Last week we had Singing Amy, who I'm sure you all loved. And today we got a delivery of a dozen white wines for Amanda and I.
Oh, amazing.
Singing Amy's like, this is for White Wine Wednesday.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Amy.
Oh, so sweet. You really don't have to do that. No. Really. We love having our people
on. That's right. That's
and
right.
And we love hearing your story. Yes. And we love that you love telling it.
Yeah.
And you love getting a chance to speak your truth.
Yes.
You do not have to give us wine.
And I'm not sure that we talked about Ingalise's episode as well and how great that was with 21 Gifts. And
so
people, you just went berserk. I was watching her Instagram like it was my own page.
Yeah.
And it was just like jumping by 100, nearly 200. And
she said 5 new hospitals.
Yes.
And our beautiful Melbourne atorectum doctor, our professional that we love, who we've never met.
Straight away he contacted her.
Straight away.
Yes.
So it's the power of the P. It's just been amazing.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
Yeah, that was – she's so beautiful.
She is.
Beautiful to listen to her speak.
Yes.
And, so we have just beautiful guests.
Yeah, and so I'm really proud that we could –
yeah, we could collaborate.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. That also reminds me, and I wanted to give a shout-out today to Kate from Spectrum Journeys because today they announced that they're closing their charity.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, I did get an email, but I didn't open it.
It was just on their Facebook page. Oh. And 8 years she started Spectrum Journeys and employed people and done everything she could. And I sent her a message to congratulate her on 8 years.
Yeah.
And to let her know that what an amazing job she's done. And, they fought.
We've all been to their seminars.
Yes,
and,
so it's a huge loss actually for here in Melbourne.
Huge.
And I just thought really the thing I want to say is that darn you people that can't give money to women that start amazing things.
Well, darn you government.
That's right. She had every MP in.
She did. She
tried. You go on the website. She has a full explanation of how they tried to save it.
Gosh.
It's been a year and no, people just, they just don't have the money.
No.
So I feel like that's a loss.
But I also
want to shout out the tremendous work she's done.
Because it's been amazing to be connected with it.
Yes, so, that's right. And you can see the outpouring on their Facebook page. People
so
are
much
devastated.
Sad.
Yes. Yeah, but that's – I'm not saying that to – I just want to give it the credit that it deserves.
8 years.
And 8 years is an amazing time to start something.
And trying
she
to get
started
all
off
that
with
funding.
The blessing bag, so that would go out to people that had a new diagnosis.
Yes.
So, amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, it's a shame.
That's sad.
I know it's sad, but I just wanted to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Great work, Kate.
Yes.
So today we've got a pretty cool episode. This sort of came out of the anti-rectum episode.
Yes.
Where people in the hangout and a few people have messaged us and put in speak pipes. Wouldn't it be great to hear the funny things?
Yes.
So these
not just from our kids.
No. You've heard all of them.
We think ours are funny, but, there's some funny people.
There really are some funny people.
And also some truth bombs. So we thought, some of those times where our kids just tell the blatant truth.
So they're not. It's not just funny.
No. So, and we're not laughing at them.
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
These are really funny things that they've said.
Yeah,
and
that's
we just
right.
want to celebrate the fact
that's
that
right.
what this brings to your life.
Yes.
And other people
because
don't
people
get to experience
don't get that.
It.
That's
so
right.
Because if you're a rectum and you're listening, you're probably sad. So we're going to give you some of our joy. This is what we have.
You feel
you
like
don't.
You're missing out.
You probably do.
Yeah.
So
your kids are getting awards.
Yeah.
You
poor
know,
thing coming
first. They're finishing school. They've acing remote learning.
Yeah.
They're sitting still nicely. Yeah. They're getting dressed in the morning, feeding themselves. And you're like, darn it.
I just want a little bit more variety. Yeah. Well, we're going to give it to you. And I know they're rolling their eyes at us and go, is that what you think our lives like?
No. We're teasing.
We are teasing.
But I think this is something, if someone had said to me at the diagnosis mm-hmm. time of an intellectual disability, that there's joy
yes.
in this, it might have helped.
Yes.
I don't know. To know
really
that she was
Mandy.
Always going to give me such hilariousness,
such joy.
You know, and it's alongside the trickiness.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful for her.
Yeah.
The way she looks at the world. Sometimes.
Oh, often.
Yes. Or often. Pretty yep. much every day, actually.
So this is a little P talking to the GP. My P, when asked, did we have a family history of migraines, looked at me and replied to the GP, she does the family history. So she said she'd been looking at ancestry.com. And so the GP was like, what?
Gorgeous. As an OT, one of my client's mum pointed to my new engagement ring and explained what it meant. Mr. 16 looked me dead in the eye and asked, who would marry you? Ouch. That's just awful.
It's just awful.
What would you say?
I think it's that's one of those
that's
moments
right.
where you've
you
got
just
nothing
go,
to say.
No, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Brush that one off.
My four-year-old at childcare was having an argument with one of his friends about whose mum had the biggest bum. The other mum and I arrived at the same time, so we had to turn around so they could sort it out once and for all. And she's written, winner, winner. I mean, that's something I could win. So,
okay, everyone, turn around.
See whose mum's got the biggest bum.
Not my pea shoot, but a pea shoot. In his classroom when I was 9 months pregnant and went to drop mine off, asked me, why my belly so big? I said, because I have a baby inside. I talked to the teacher and was about to leave. However, he kept pondering on my big belly and declared as I was leaving, I think you just need to eat more vegetables. What, he thought it was just donuts?
Yeah. Too much Macca's in there.
There's a lot of questions. There's always a lot of questions whenever I go to the special school.
Yes.
For any reason to drop off, pick up.
Yep.
There's always a barrage of questions.
Yep.
So I've got to get ready.
Yep.
And I actually really love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. So you just never know.
No.
What I'm gonna have to explain.
I taught a beautiful boy who had autism. His eyes sparkled when he had a great idea. His eyes also sparkled when he had a question that had to be answered then
yes.
and there. We had a delightful parent helper in for the morning and I introduced her to the children. This child exclaimed, has anyone ever seen anyone so fat before? Look at her. How did you get so fat? How does it happen? Mrs. Teacher's name. Look at her bottom. It is falling over the edges of the chair. Give her the teacher chair now. This lovely woman had sat herself on a student chair. My whole ass would hang over one of those little chairs too.
Oh my God.
I quickly diffused the situation and apologised to her. I would like to give her an award for her grace. She laughed along and said, it's true, I am fat. I would rather him say it to me than the other mothers who laugh about it behind my back.
Oh, yes.
I spoke with the child and explained how it's not appropriate and we read several social stories and we even made one. At the end of the book, he asked to add a sentence. Even though it is hurtful to say someone is really fat, sometimes it is true and it is okay to say things that are true. He's like, I'm just going to keep saying this.
Yeah, well, you can't argue that.
You can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so many. My P loves a captive audience. Nowhere to hide. Lifts are the best. Making a huge fart noise on his arm in a crowded lift or telling all the ladies they're beautiful. Once he asked a pregnant lady what she was having. A boy, she said. He said in all earnestness, I know what you can call him. Tony Abbott.
Little baby Tony Abbott.
Sorry, I can't read.
I know.
She was most displeased. Certainly not. Cue awkward silence.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Without knowing who he was, he asked, oh no!
This one's
so
good.
I know what this one is. Sorry, hang on. Okay, stop. Okay, without knowing who he was, he asked a
I'm going to have to read this.
Stop it. Okay. He asked a short, bald man in front of us in an airport queue. Excuse me, can I please rub your bald head? And what's it like to be so small? It was Angry Anderson. Oh my god, I'm
He's
crying.
An Australian rock star for people.
He's an Australian rock star.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, can I please rub your bald head? He also convinced the top deck of a public bus to sing "I Still Call Australia Home" as we crossed the harbour bridge.
How did he do that?
So many golden moments. He's taught his introvert mama so much about letting go and living life to the full.
See.
I'm sorry if that's your story. I just ruined it.
I know. No, you didn't. She loves it. It's funny. She thinks it's funny.
I still call Australia home. Everybody.
Everybody.
I've been to cities. Okay, your turn, Kate. Okay. Jeepers.
This is going to be hard to get through all these. My daughter uses an AAC device to communicate, and often it's just single words rather than full sentences. One particular day she was out with a worker at a children's farm looking at baby pigs. She says, "Yum, bacon." It was a very quick life cycle lesson for the toddlers nearby.
Sorry to the vegans and vegetarians in the group. There's those moments when your children are communicating that way that you're just like, brilliant.
Yes.
Yes. So exciting.
So amazing.
Oh, racking my brain, so many. My pea shoot loved dunking his broccoli into tomato sauce. And one night, age 3 or 4, he held up his sauce dipped broccoli and said, "Look, mummy, blood in the trees." And chuckled as he shoved it into his mouth. Oh, dear.
I'm a speechy and was quite mortified when my 9-year-old female client who has ASD asked me to add a photo of what I thought a dick to an iMovie we were creating. Little did I know a dick is a type of antelope.
Oh. Right.
She's like, what? What am I going to put in the movie?
Don't think this is appropriate. In the swimming pool before a swimming lesson, the twins were just having a play and an older lady starts going down the ladder in the deep end where all the kids are playing. This end of the pool is next to the warm water rehab pool. The poor older lady was told by pea shoot under no uncertain terms that old people go in the warm pool.
And you can imagine the blood running. No, 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 no,
no.
No,
no. Everyone's allowed in this pool. Oh, boy.
Mum, I don't really like the cardigan you are wearing. It looks like beetroot and makes me feel sick in my stomach.
Well.
Okay, I'll just go change it.
Beetroot. My pea shoot when looking at a picture of Harrison Ford from a recent Star Wars movie. He still looks so handsome. It's amazing how old people can still look so handsome sometimes. For example, Han Solo.
You know what? He's right.
He's right.
He's really aged well. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
My son constantly says, "I'm having that mean thought about you," which is, "I'm thinking that you are fat."
Ah.
We use pseudo words as years ago explained how his words were hurtful. But one of his quirks is he must say what he is thinking or he cannot move on.
Yes.
I can see the humour of it, but it gets a bit much at times.
Yes.
Yeah, when someone just looks at you and goes, "I'm having that mean thought about you."
Yes.
You've had too many donuts today.
Yeah. And like, this is life with Molly. All the time.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, what is she going to say now? Like it's sometimes it is hard work.
Yep.
Or you're nervous.
Yep.
At the end of kinder, pea shoot is introduced to next year's teacher. With a face of disgust, she shouts, "Oh no, not you. I wanted Mrs. C. You've ruined Christmas now." They did in fact go on to have a wonderful year together. No, not you. That's what everyone's thinking.
It is. And what I thought when I read that was that's what the mums are thinking. Oh, no, I wanted Mrs. C.
Yes, and definitely.
So the kids just said it.
There's so many moments.
So many. This is pretty fun. There's a few like this. Son, what is a lady moustache called? Me, ladies don't have moustaches. Son, yes, they do. Go look in the mirror.
This reminds me of a comment I got when I was on teaching rounds. Child, are you a boy or a girl? Me, I'm a girl. Child, I wasn't sure because you have big boobs, but you also have a mustache. Well,
yep,
and it's okay.
It is okay. Thankfully, we're allowed to have what we want.
Whatever we want.
Yes.
And look however we want to look.
Yes. Okay, so this is a bit obscure as my pee is non-verbal but still worth a giggle.
Yes.
For about 3 months we'd been giving our pee porridge for breakfast. She never seemed to love it, but I figured it was just more morning grumpiness. Mm. Well, once we started homeschooling, I had to learn a ton about adaptive communications to support her in her lessons.
Yes.
One of the things we were working on was tapping a preferred object for choice. So one morning I thought I'd give it a go in day-to-day life. Gave her the porridge bowl and then showed her a box of Cheerios just in case she wanted to make a choice. Mm. Well, let it be said that no Cheerio box in the history of Earth has been banged with more emphasis. Yes, my pee banged the O's right off that Cheerio box. Needless to say, she freaking loves Cheerios and freaking hates porridge. 3 months of hell leading up to that moment, poor kiddo, but she still squeals with delight every morning when we crack open the Cheerios. Lesson
that's
learned.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those moments.
Yeah. And now, fantastic way of communicating.
Yes. Mm. Girl twin, ew, don't scratch your nuts. Boy twin, excuse me, don't be rude, it's my squirtum. Scrotum in brackets. My five-year-old pea shoot tells me all the time that I'm beautiful, but he recently added, even when I see your vagina and your bottom in the shower, I still think you're beautiful.
And that's saying something, really.
Let it be said that no one's saying that in my house.
No, me either. My pea shoot is convinced you get what you want and you don't get upset. I can't correct her.
You get what you want.
Yeah,
you can't
I wish.
Get upset. Beautiful. Mum, I think I have cat crap in my hair. It was cradle cap. Not sure how the two got confused. Cat crap.
Cat crap. Oh, Mum, can you have a look? I've got cat crap in my hair.
You need a little bit of oil. Get the cat crap out.
Oh, 5-year-old obsessed with lip balm says to me, it's weird they call it that bad word. I then realised he thought it was called lip balm. It sounds very similar.
It does.
Lip balm, lip balm.
True.
Yeah, so.
Can you just go to the body shop and get me some new lip balm? My pea shoot is non-verbal, but he sure does get his point across. We were out for a walk with him in his wheelchair. I saw a neighbour and stopped to chat. I guess we talked for too long because he started wiggling and trying to get himself out of the wheelchair straps, telling us it was time to wrap it up. Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. I identify with that.
Yes.
My girls, they just cannot stand me talking to everybody every 5 minutes.
Me either. My son is non-verbal. One day he'd been out with a support worker and when she dropped him home, the support worker and I were having an extended conversation. My pea shoot picked up her handbag and not so subtly took it to the front door.
Time to go.
Okay, you've had your time now. This is my house. Get out.
Many times when Amy leaves, I'm like, so we're going to say thank you. Thanks.
I'm out of here.
Gone. I'm a teacher's aide in secondary school and after a week spending a lot of time with one student, we were having a good old silly laugh when she stopped and looked at me suspiciously and then said, wait, are you a teenager? Best compliment ever. I'm in my 40s but I still feel like a teenager. She kept apologising after I explained I'm here to help. We obviously became very good friends. Oh, that's just divine.
Yeah, connection.
Wait, are you
a teenager? We're laughing at the same thing.
I know. That is amazing.
Not my pea shoot, but his sister remarking to him that my bum looks quite like our labradoodles when we are bushwalking together. Apparently it's the way our hips move.
Well, you know.
Well, it's true.
There are so many gloriously hilarious moments that stem from how literal our ASD pea shoot is. One that just came to mind was when the chooks had escaped and someone offhandedly said to our pea shoot that they needed shoeing so they don't destroy the veggie patch. So toddler pea shoot very seriously went and picked up a shoe and trotted around holding it out to the chooks saying, here is a shoe for you chooks. Please don't dig up our veggies. Shoeing, shoeing.
Shoeing, see?
So cute. I remember I used to say, hold on to your hats, and they'd be like, we don't have a hat on. Like if I was doing something fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so gorgeous.
So this little, her son shouted, Nan, where are your pants? After doing the school pickup in 3-quarter gym pants, was called Shorty Nan for the rest of the day.
Where are your pants?
Where are your pants?
Probably never seen Nana in her
gym clothes.
Active wear.
Yeah.
You can't pee standing up, honey. You haven't got a penis like daddy. She looked at me with a look of determined certainty, then answered, I do have a penis. I got a little penis. True.
True. And I wish we could pee standing up.
Totally. Well,
you can get the she-wee.
I mean, I taught my girls to bushwee early on.
Oh, yeah, bushwee.
It's an art. Holding the undies on an angle.
Yeah.
Yep. I really mastered it, and I wish I could make a YouTube about it, but I can't. But I feel like it's one thing I could hand over to women coming before, after me with girls.
Bushwees. Yep.
Yeah, because I really did a good job of that. Yeah.
You need to know. You just can't get to the toilet.
I can't.
Yeah. My child, when her friend's grandma came to visit at sports day, pea shoot. So will you come next year, grandma? Yes, if I can. Pea shoot. You'll probably be dead. And shoot about 8 years old now. Pea shoot. Oh no, a dead possum. Me trying to keep her calm. No, it's probably just finding the warm spot on the road. Pea shoot. Oh, phew. Little sister, age 3. Nah, roadkill for sure.
Oh dear.
And then, Mum, what's wrong with your boobs? Why do your nipples hang down?
No! Read the next line.
She then told me they looked sad. I can't say I disagree.
Your nipples look so sad.
Well, they were happy before I had you, girlfriend.
They're really sad. Sad times for the nipples. I was singing in the car and turned to Mr. Four and said, do you think I'm a good singer? And he said, no, it's terrible. I said, that's not a nice joke. And he replied, I'm not joking. That's true. Whew, brutal.
Mr. Six, Mummy, you're the laziest person I've ever met. Me? What makes you say that? Mr. Six, all you ever want to do is sleep, like it's your favourite thing or something. Yes, Kate puts her hand up.
Yes.
And then she said, turns out they had read a book about a lazy sleeping koala at school that day.
Oh, talk to any person at the moment in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Even though we've got nothing to do, we're all tired.
Yep.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just takes it out of you.
I feel so tired.
I don't know. Really weary.
Really weary.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to take it back to us, but there you go. I did. If we were the same age, we would not be friends. 77. Fair enough.
Cutting.
Oh, gee.
This one makes me smile too. So like him. Almost right, but just a touch too honest. 10-year-old girl down the road writes on our driveway in chalk. Darcy is my BFF. Touched. He writes back. Not easy for him. Most of the time I will play with Ruby. He wanted to add, except when I don't want to, but that's a lot of writing. Yeah.
So no, I don't want to be a BFF full time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
thanks.
I can't really write that.
No.
That's gorgeous. My pea shoot went through a stage of being curious about death after a bird tried to fly through our window and died. Oh, mm-hmm. Awful. We put it in a giant hole we have in the backyard that's kind of a compost heap. I explained that we eventually turn back into nature when we die. Our body becomes the earth and grass and trees and flowers. She did her thing where she asked me the same question over and over until she's processed the answer. And then a few months later she asked, how do I become a rock? No desire to be a flower, this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They last longer.
Well, that's true. Forever.
Forever. Yeah. When now Mr. 17 started to learn to sign at about 6 years, he was really annoyed at me and very clearly pointed at me and signed cow. I couldn't stop laughing. It was hilarious. I couldn't believe the child with no words could say you're a cow very clearly.
It's quite a thing to say to a teenager too, isn't it? You're being a cow.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
that I've done it. I don't believe in heaven and that I think when we die we turn to dirt and mud. My pea loves telling people that when you die your bones turn to dirt and your blood turns to mud. A lot of his friends don't quite have the same idea.
And it's one of those things you say once. Look, when you die, you just get turned back to dirt and mud.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Yep,
that's
remember
the first
that one.
Opening conversation next week.
Yeah. Oh,
dear. I was getting dressed to go out one night. Little Miss ASD was watching and when I dressed – sorry. I was getting dressed to go out one night. Little Miss ASD was watching and when I was dressed, I said, so how do I look? She deadpanned, looked me up and down. None of this will do. Your boobs are too saggy and your bum's too big. Needless to say, I had to change. Harsh but fair. This old body ain't what it used to be.
Oh, no. Maybe it's a note to ourselves, don't ask.
Don't ask. Just go out.
Well, they might tell us anyway.
Yeah.
Getting ready for great-grandma's funeral, we had done a lot of prep work regarding death, etc. Miss ASD seemed to understand things. I asked her to pick a nice dress for great-grandma's funeral and her wake after. When she asked what a wake was, I said it's a party to celebrate great-grandma. Again, she looked me deadpan in the eyes and said, what does it matter what I wear? She's not coming. She won't know. Then at great-grandma's funeral, she waited until the church was silent before asking very loudly, where is great-grandma? She's not even here.
You would die. But it might break the,
that always
the joy
does.
In the church and it gives everyone a laugh, breaks
does,
the tension.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. that is a good reason to have children at those things.
It is. Yeah. It's the real circle of life.
Yes, it is.
My ASD ADHD pea shoot made a card for Father's Day. It read, Dear Ben. I said to him, why did you put Ben and not Dad? And his answer, well, that's his name, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say that wasn't even his dad's name. It's true. It's true.
It is true.
My in-laws recently invited us to a Zoom family trivia evening hosted by their church. The organiser asked Master Four if he was in his pyjamas. Sounding rather offended, he replied, no, these are my clothes. Trying to smooth things over, she then said, what about Daddy? Is he in his pyjamas? To which Master Four replied, Daddy doesn't even have jammies. He has skin. So now a number of my in-laws' congregation knows of my husband's preferred state of undress at bedtime. Jammies, he has skin.
I can just see it.
Think, we better pray for that family.
We better.
That's awesome.
A support worker here. A number of different kiddos have been confused by the fact that I'm in a relationship with a woman, but one little girl in particular nailed it. Her. So you love Lana and you live in the same house and you have cats and you're going to have babies. Me. That's right. Her. Is it because boys are stinky?
She might be right. Also, she thought all the other kids I cared for were my work and that I just liked coming and playing teddies with her, which is beyond cute. I know, no, it's gorgeous.
I love it.
But that's the best part about support workers. I just feel like they're some of them feel like it's just an extension of your family.
Yes. And
so
great.
It's like when you think your teachers, you can't believe your teachers don't live at school.
Yeah.
You remember when you worked that out?
I remember seeing them at the shops and
it's like,
what do
you are a person? You have.
You're always here when I get here and you're always here when I leave.
It's a weird thing.
Mm. Our little ADHD ASD, Miss Seven, said the other day, home and away? Home and away? That makes no sense. It's an Australian TV soap. Home and away. And me on another occasion, are you ready? I was born ready. I love it when they say stuff like that.
I know. Home and Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a strange name for a show.
It is, isn't
it? It's been around for 20-something years.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. My six-year-old had to write for school what she would buy if she was given $100. She wrote, if I had $100, I would buy another mother. Look, you could probably get one for $50.
You probably. I wish I could. I'll have a mum for $100.
Buy another mother,
Help me out right
here. I know.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to attempt a couple from my very verbally delayed four-year-old. His one-liners are the funniest of all because they come out of the clear blue sky, but they don't really relate as well in print.
Yes.
He likes Daddy to put him to sleep, but sometimes I read a book or give a little cuddle first. When he is done with his super loving kisses and cuddles, he just rolls over and says, okay, bye-bye, Mummy. Shut a door. Beautiful. Another time we were waiting in the car park for my older child at school pickup. Parents display the family surname on the dashboard and when you get to the top of the queue, the teachers call out the surname. What a great bloody idea. He was fed up with waiting one hot day, so he rolled down the windows and shouted out our surname across the street at the teachers. Not an easy surname to say either. So unexpected.
And the joy when you can go home and share that with your family is just how funny. Like when Molly started doing these funny things, I'd ring my mum and dad. I'd ring Darren's parents. Yes. I'd tell people what amazing words were coming out of her mouth because you just didn't think that that might happen.
No.
And so it's awesome. Not sure if this counts or not, but I'll share anyway. We use an organic cleansing spray on our girls' bums when we change them. Gemma's now gotten into the habit of randomly asking for butt spray. And the highest volume, Mummy, I want butt spray. Probably feels nice.
Probably does. You just like, imagine you're at Coles. I want butt spray.
Oh, they're in childcare or something.
Yeah.
But where's my butt spray? Childcare workers do hear a lot of hilarious things.
Yes.
Yes.
So many, but this is a good one from way before lockdown. Driving in the car with my pea shoot teen. Ugh, my iPad is flat. Can we turn on the radio? Me, sure, turns radio on. Teen, can you please turn off the ads? No, mate, I can't do that. Teen, can we pay to turn them off? Me laughing. No, mate, I can't do that. Teen, mum, can I borrow your phone? He takes it out of the glove compartment. Hey, Siri, can you please turn the ads off the radio?
Yes. It's just a weird thing.
I know.
Seeing them trying to scroll on things. And,
yes.
Yeah.
They're just used to the choice of being able to like, oh, I skipped this ad.
I don't want to listen to, you know, 3AW. What was it? Like all those terrible ads.
That's why I love Triple J. No ads, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Can't stand.
Well, I like podcasts.
Yeah.
Love this reminds me of my non-P 8-year-old. When she was little and we were driving around, she randomly yelled out, hey, minivan, play Spice Girls. That's not how this works, baby girl, but I love it. So good.
My ASD son was 5 at the time and our respite worker was taking care of my medically complex daughter and twin. My uncle was there and they were talking about the new bunk beds that my son just got. Uncle, can you sleep in my new bunk bed because you're skinny? But she can't because she's too fat and will break. When we got back from our play date, my uncle was mortified that he said that to her.
You probably got to have a very thick skin as a carer.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yep.
Yep. Our first play date with a kinder friend at their house. My twins playing nicely with the other little girl. The mum had made a healthy fruit platter for afternoon tea. So the twins came over to the table where the two of us mums were sitting to taste some. Miss Four picks up a grape, pops it in her mouth. Oh no, these grapes have fucking pips in them. So incredibly loud and clear, I couldn't pretend she said anything else. Can you imagine?
That's what we all think though.
I know.
If I didn't chew grape, you're like, oh.
Oh, these are the worst pips. Grapes.
They're bitter.
It's like that little girl that was on the meme that was going around with the bubbles.
Oh, yes.
What did
we
she
put
say?
It in the hangout.
Yeah, we put, oh.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
She was like,
two. You know,
just under two, I reckon. And she was little, exquisite.
Oh, no. They looked like she lived in Camberwell.
She
or,
did. She had the tights and the little patent leather shoes and the, you know, she goes, oh, fuck's sake.
When the bubbles disappeared. We did put in the hangout. And the other one that I have watched on repeat is the little, I don't know if she's Irish or Scottish, which my Irish relatives will kill me for not knowing. And the mum goes, how long have we been in lockdown? And she's like, 3. Too fucking long. I just think, yep.
We've just lost all sense of anything.
Oh, we have.
Like, you know?
Yep.
Say whatever you want, people.
Say
we can't
want.
Even leave our house.
No, we can't.
So just say whatever you want. Mine also saw an old man walking up the street one day with a walking stick and started to sing, this old man, he played one, he played knick-knack on his drum and tried to take his walking stick away from him for a turn. No.
No. Hopefully the man really enjoyed the singing.
Yeah,
it was like
true.
Someone's, yeah.
Hope so.
My twins were 3 and we were waiting in the car to pick my daughter up from school and my daughter was having a meltdown. I tried to distract her by putting on some music and dancing and she yelled, stop, I don't like it. My son, who was looking at the green eggs and ham book, pipes up with, she does not like it in the car, she does not like it anywhere.
Brilliant. Witty siblings.
Oh.
Mid-session with a speech pathologist, my pea shoot pauses and says, my mum has hair on her bottom. Not sure why I was so embarrassed, but I was. I wasn't expecting to have my pubes discussed with the speechie that morning. I'm just remembering this time that we went to a friend's house and I've been friends with the adults for 20 years.
Yep.
And we and we were getting ready to get in their spa.
Yep.
And I must have got my bathers on or something. And then one of them says, oh, my mum does fish farts. I died. My mum does fish farts. They stink so bad. I was like, I hadn't seen these people for like, I don't know, a year or two. I'm already in my bathers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not nice.
No, it's not
and
nice.
And here we are. I think it was Miss Nine. It's so embarrassing.
And you can't rewind and take
no,
it back.
You
can't edit
just,
it out.
I just had to, I was bright red and I was like, I just have to laugh. What else can you do?
Fish fart Mandy.
I wasn't expecting to have my pubes discussed with the speech that morning. You just got to be prepared for anything.
Yeah. I got called up to the school to please explain why my daughter kept on saying, it's too far in.
Oh.
The schools had concern that she was being interfered with. I knew it was a script from something she'd watched on YouTube, but not sure where from. My husband and I were discussing it and her neurotypical overheard and was like, I know where it's from. It's from a Yo Gabba Gabba episode where Fofa gets the ball stuck in a log and she's trying to get it out. Luckily, I was able to send a link to the video as a please explain.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
It just heart sinks.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Because, yeah, and it was. It's just too far in. You know, it's because we're so paranoid.
We have to be. And
thankfully, we are.
The teachers have to,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah.
Anything that feels suspicious sounds it. Oh, yep. Goodness. Oh, dear. It reminds me of when my pea shoot was very into watching a particular Peppa Pig episode about Peppa's cousin baby, Alexander. Story goes that the family is staying at the cousin's house and they don't want to wake the baby. Daddy Pig accidentally opens the door to the baby's room and wakes him up and Peppa says, stop, Daddy. Of course, my pea shoot picked up on that line.
Only,
yeah, yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
Stop, Daddy. Daddy. Stop, Daddy. Stop, Daddy.
We drove past a dead kangaroo and my son, it needs a nurse. We were walking behind his sister when he said her butt wobbles, but she couldn't hear us, thankfully. Then he continued to say, wobble, wobble.
Yep. We were staying with my father and he was criticising my pea's behaviour and my management of it. After her bath, she ran into his room and did a wheel over his bedroom floor.
That's the best communication you can get right there.
I just thought, take that.
Yeah, don't criticise me. I'll piss on your floor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A neighbour calls, can I speak to Dad? He's in the shed. Neighbour, could you go and get him? Yeah, hesitating. The neighbour said, would it be easier if I just come over? The child said, yep. Then he hung up the phone. The neighbour arrived at the shed still laughing. Yeah, it would be easier.
It would be easier. I don't want to go get him. Had recently read Have You Filled a Bucket Today with my six-year-old pea shoot. The book talks about filling people's buckets through kindness and dipping into people's buckets by being unkind. He asked Pea-Shoot to do something around the house and he said, Mummy, this is just a comment and I'm not being angry, but you're a bit of a bucket dipper.
Very powerful book.
Very.
Oh, funny. My son is six and has ASD. During his OT telehealth sessions, his OT has started introducing the terms expected and unexpected instead of good and bad. Anyway, my Pea-Shoot and I were talking and he told me that he was taking me to jail. I asked him, that was unexpected or expected? Well, it's unexpected for you, but it's expected for me. Score one to Pea-Shoot. Beautiful.
I have so many over the years from my ASD SPD daughter. Absolutely not malicious. She just calls it as she sees it.
Yes.
My current nickname is Sags for my saggy face and Chubbs.
Sags.
Come on, Sags.
Sags, where are you?
She said, why do you have so many veins on your face?
Gee.
On describing her substitute teacher, she was old with a wrinkly face and dusty shoes. Oh, I love that. That sounds like the start of a book.
It does.
It's beautiful.
She was old with a wrinkly face and dusty shoes.
Yeah. Played the song Sex and Drugs at the only birthday party she's been invited to this year on the loudspeaker. She found the Summer Heights soundtrack on iTunes. She's the bad girl with a bad habit. Bad habit for drugs. Like, why have you chosen this song?
I can just see that. The one party she's been invited to. Oh, I really can imagine that whole scenario.
Same.
So many times.
Oh.
So many times. Oh, and this one was gold. She told me she had the best name for a movie, The Seamstress, The Dinner Lady and the Prostitute. This is after I had to explain to her what a hooker was after listening to Lady Gaga. At least it came from me.
That does sound like a good movie.
We're going to gold class tonight. We're going to see The Seamstress, The Dinner Lady and the Prostitute.
Plot twist, they're all the same person. My son, ADHD and witty, we had a party for friends who had got married overseas. So we had some funny games, gave them gifts. A friend organised the little kids to line up and give them some marriage advice. Everyone was cute and funny and said things about love and having lots of babies till we got to my son, who said his advice for marriage was, don't leave hair stuck in the bathroom soap. That should be on wedding cards, to be honest.
I mean, if you do pre-marriage counselling.
Don't leave the hair on the soap. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. That's words to live by.
It is words to live by, yeah. We'll get that on a tea towel. Don't leave the hair stuck in the bathroom soap. On a hand towel for your bathroom. Oh, I love that. Oh, goodness.
Got a sore tummy.
I know.
So we were sitting at dinner the other night talking about how we feel comfortable doing some things and not others. My hubby said to one of my kids, 13, with ASD, how do you think how do you think I've been with your mum for so long? The version of trying to be funny, insert eye roll here, and my daughter says, beer. Well, okay, thanks for that. One thing that Molly says to me is if I ever sort of criticise Darren or something, she'll say, well, you signed the contract. Have I said that? I think I've said that before
that
in here.
I love that she says it.
Yeah. It's you so signed funny. The contract. I have to sleep in the bed with him.
Yeah.
So I say, imagine having your own bed. Every night I tuck her in, I go, oh, having your own bed.
Yep.
You signed the contract. I sure did.
D has an alter ego which does all the naughty stuff, like asking for chocolate, not wanting to bed, not wanting to get dressed. At the moment, it's Gargamel. So we continually get, no Gargamel, you can't eat the chocolate. No Gargamel, we're not going to bed. He keeps the name for about 6 months. And it's usually someone he's not happy with. At one point, it was a boy from school. Another time, it was seagulls. You get the picture. And for 6 horrific months after I'd made him go to church for confirmation communion lessons, it was a school priest and we'd get, no, father, we are not eating chocolate. No, father, we're not getting to bed. No, father, you are not getting undressed. I was continually waiting for child services to
Door. Oh, no.
That is so funny.
Oh, my gosh. It's
no Gargamel.
It's her own version of Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, I love it.
My friend's pea shoot, after hearing me whinging in the middle of Melbourne winter, you would make a great lizard, Nick. All they need to do is lay near a heater source all day so they don't die. Looks like I'm headed for a career change. Oh, I miss my calling to be a lizard.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being a lizard. A public service announcement. Do not get a dramatic haircut when your kids are on the spectrum. I thought my new bob was really stylish. P-shoot 1, are you my primary caregiver? P-shoot 2, you look like an ugly goblin. I am now growing out my hair.
Are you my primary caregiver?
I love it.
When we're on holiday and out for a meal, yes, this is dangerous territory with ADHD and chromosomal unique child, we were ordering breakfast and the waiter asked what I would like to drink. I said to my daughter, what's mummy's favourite drink? To which she looked at the waiter and said, Chardonnay. And I said, no, my other favourite drink. Oh, that's a latte. The waiter looked like he was going to split his sides. My pea shoot still talks about it. I know. The amount of times mine are like, Coke Zero, she loves Coke Zero.
Yeah, I know.
They love saying
they
it.
They do. It's like, I'm not ashamed of it.
I know, but I am sometimes. People, I drink water. Oh, dear.
At the start of an appointment some years ago involving specialists, the shoot and I were asked if we'd like anything to drink. Response from the shoot, I'll have a water and she'll have a glass of wine. Imagine
like, you know, four therapists. Oh. You'd just be like, oh, I don't drink. No.
You can't get out of it.
No, you can't. You just got to go. It's like the fish fart. You just got to laugh and pretend that it's not mortifying.
Yep.
My pea shoot at a grade 7 interview for high school. Teacher, do you have any pets? Pea shoot, no. Teacher, would you like a pet? Pea shoot excitedly, yes, I'll have a unicorn, thanks.
I didn't realize you were handing them out.
Second day of school, unicorns.
Oh, and when I got my hair cut, a fringe with a bob, what have you done? You look like Willy Wonka. She was right. The Johnny Depp one.
The Johnny Depp haircut is the worst. You look like Willy Wonka. Oh, I remembered another corker. I have really bad eyesight and misread something. My girl seized me up, grabbed my hand, sat me down and told me it was about time I upgraded to a guide dog. Oh, dear.
First day of second grade. Pea shoot walks into the classroom and announces, I'm back and I'm bringing the chaos. Can you imagine?
Yes.
I know.
If that was me, I'd be like, that's going to be my favourite kid.
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's what we're going to, that's the saying of the year.
I'm back and I'm bringing the chaos. My youngest misheard the word principal and now calls the school principal the Prince of Poo. He won't change it. He starts school next year, so let's see how that goes down. We're going to assembly. The Prince of Poo will be holding assembly. Prince of Poo hose.
Prince of Poo hose. It rhymes. My son at breakfast one morning recently with my hubby and I in the kitchen. Me, you really are a fussy eater, aren't you? Him, well, you two made me, your penis and your vagina.
Well, fair enough.
I mean, it's true.
It's true. Actually, I thought of one that's completely me being a Jill that we still laugh about. I'm appealing in law, so I was treading very carefully at a family dinner when husband's sister asked me, are you autistic? I gave a very convoluted answer, not wanting to hurt her feelings, and something like, I think I am not, but there are other things that I struggle with, and we're all different and have our own different things. To which she responded, but do you ever do painting or anything? All right, artistic. Hopefully not. Nope, absolutely not artistic. She was trying so hard not to be a rectum.
Yep.
I was beautiful.
That's too funny.
But did you do painting? That's beautiful.
Me, you need to choose a vegetable to eat with your lunch. Miss Three. Cheese is a vegetable.
Well.
Well, it is.
It's the truth. It goes on everything. It's yellow.
Yep.
I know I shared already, but this is one of my recent favourites. The other day when I was describing how I tried to explain to his little brother that if you go downhill on a bushwalk, you always got to go back up. My elder said, yeah, that would have been hard dragging your fat ass back up, Mum.
Like, this is, you're speaking to me. You are speaking to me.
Oh, so good.
My stomach.
I know.
We need this laugh.
We do.
It's perfect.
At the preschool Mother's Day posters where the teachers had carefully written the things each kid said that Mum likes, they were all displayed in the windows for Mother's Day. My boys said, my mum likes wine and me.
In that order.
Yep.
Whenever I get passionate about a subject or sing, my non-verbal pea shoot will walk up from wherever he is in the house and close my lips together, clearly telling me to shut up. If I start dancing, he'll grab my arms to make me stop. He doesn't do this to anyone else in our family, just me. Yep, gets the message across. He's like, not happening.
And this one's like, oh, yes, I get the fingers in the ears and leaves the room from our eldest non-speaking lad too, but he runs when my husband starts the drums.
Oh, yes.
I can imagine.
My pea shoot daughter loves touching the leaves in my herb garden of 6 plants. She once stated, this one is my favourite. I love rosemary instead of rosemary.
I love rosemary too. Smells so great.
And it grows easily.
Yes, it does. So I've actually grown some from cutting out the front. So proud of myself.
Me too. It's the only thing that I cannot
And then
kill.
When you brush up against it, yes. Oh, so beautiful. I think next year Mandy and I are going to get someone to come on and talk about sensory gardens.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
My daughter also likes to ask new people who they live with and says in her own special way while pointing to them and asking what their husband's name are, "Who's your daddy?" Apologise now for just hearing Mandy and I laugh and laugh.
Sorry.
<we can't.
laughs> Just remembered, I hope I could tell this story from my friend, when she was pregnant with her second daughter and her eldest daughter said, how did the baby get in there?
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, it's from Daddy's magic wand." And then I was pregnant with Miss Nine just a bit afterwards. Yeah. And so my girls must have heard it. And then they said to me, "Oh, did you get pregnant by Mark's magic wand?" No, that's their family's magic wand story, and we've got our own magic wand story.
The wand chooses the wizard.
Sorry. Oh, it's me.
Yep.
Being in Melbourne stage 4 lockdown, it's been a long while since I've worn any makeup at all. Mm. Yesterday I had to film a bunch of videos for work, so I decided to drag out the lippy. I walked out of the bathroom and my darling six-year-old pea shoot took one look at me, recoiled in disgust and said, "Yuck, you look horrible in that makeup." I said something about, "Isn't it a good thing I wear makeup for myself, not to please you or anyone else?" Or at least I would have if he hadn't interrupted me to say very politely, "Can you please move away from me? Your face is disgusting me." Yeah, they don't like it. My girls don't like it when I wear it either, because I never do.
Yeah. I think it just looks so different.
Yeah. Yep.
As an experienced special need mum / advocate, I was preparing Miss Nine for an initial psych appointment after already trying others over the years. But not finding the right one, I was perhaps too honest with her. When we arrive at reception, Miss Nine announces, "Mum says we're coming to see if this lady's any good."
I can just imagine that coming out.
100%.
She's probably in the car. Well, we've been through 15. So I'm just going to see if this one's good.
Any good.
Oh, no. You'd die, wouldn't you? Oh, dear. By 7, I'll miss all the memories, announced our son happily before going to sleep on the night before his 8th birthday the next day.
Oh, cute.
I always feel that pang the night before
so
their birthday.
Yeah.
It's a funny feeling.
It is.
Like, okay, that age is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is off topic, but Mia Friedman made this beautiful video.
Oh, yes.
Which you may or may not have seen. It'll be on the Mamma Mia website, or just Google it. And she wrote that story when her son was leaving home, and now she's put all photos to it.
Yes.
But there's a photo of me holding Buzz and Woody in there on the day they were born. And it's so beautiful.
Yes.
Look it up. Or maybe Aka can look it up and put it in the show notes. My 3-year-old's first ever roll call experience at preschool. I was there because I am her shadow. All the children are sitting on the mat quietly and saying, "Yes, here," quickly after their names of call. My daughter's name is called and she is quiet, not listening to the roll call, just focused on patting her friend's head. Support teacher leans into her to let her know she's here, and she leaps up, thrusts her arms in the air and yells, "I'm here, yippee!" And then does that 3 more times before sitting down.
She's an external communicator.
Yes.
During a 9 p.m. meltdown last night, Miss Evie says, "It's like we live in the jungle or the forest and there is no Wi-Fi ever."
I feel you.
Yes.
Oh, there's no Wi-Fi here either.
Oof.
There is in some of the bedrooms. Last night, Mandy and I had to do a Zoom, which I forgot,
I had to
run inside, had a red face.
I was like, "So I'm not sure where Kate is. I'll just get my phone." I'll go out to the other room. I'm like, "Where's my phone?" Like, Zoom? I just wrote Zoom.
I know. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was on my 2-hour walk. I wasn't walking for 2 hours, but I was outside. I came running in. And then I couldn't get had to hotspot my phone. I was like, come on.
I know.
Anyway.
It was with beautiful Twins Trust in the UK. So
it was beautiful, proper
Nikki.
People.
Yeah,
and
proper
us.
English accent.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And
beautiful.
I just looked like the biggest baby.
She was a pea.
She
and
was.
It was lovely to
it
speak
was
to.
Lovely.
Anyway, get back to the
That's
topic.
Right.
On the way home from preschool, my pea was sitting in the car very quiet when she said with a big smile, "We don't eat teachers."
I mean, we've thought about it, but we don't.
No, we don't eat teachers. That's fantastic.
I know. Especially when it it's all quiet. I know. Like, and then you're what like, are you thinking?
Where did that come from?
Miss Two asked me what I was thinking about one day when I was staring into space. My smart-ass husband made a comment about I was thinking about how lucky I was to have him and he was amazing. Then Miss Two pipes up and says, are you thinking about nothing, Mum?
Yes. At the reception desk at a public pool. And how old? Asks reception. Mr. E jumps in and says, I'm 10, my brother's 7, and my mum says we have to say 29, but she's actually 40.
My guy playing some Little Richard on the drums. I said, wouldn't it be awesome if you could play in Little Richard's band? Pea shoot, totally straight face. No, I can't do that because he's dead.
Yes, that's the truth. Getting my non-verbal son with Down syndrome dressed one morning and started singing some old school song I had in my head. My son grabbed my face with both hands and got right up close and said, stop, just stop. I think it was the first time he put three words together. So you're cheering that. He's like, just stop singing. Stop, just stop.
And this
stop.
Is the thing about communication. When you need to do it, you'll do it. So he really needed you to stop.
Oh, beautiful.
We had an appointment with her gastroenterologist. The first cracker of the day was when her support worker, who came along to help me, asked my girl which doctor she thought she was going to see. My doctor looked at one doctor at the desk and responded with, not her, she needs help getting dressed. Yes, my dear, her shirt is on inside out. Perhaps she does need help getting dressed.
It was probably in the dark.
We get called in by that specialist.
Oh, no.
In the past, we've had loads of issues and no answers to what's going on. And they always fall back to, she's constipated. So this particular appointment, when the specialist said, she's constipated, maybe we should try Movicol to give her some help. My daughter very quickly responded with yelling with her communication device, I can do it myself. You're not helping.
Fair enough too. Not that one, because she needs help getting dressed. In Melbourne lockdown and during the week, my six-year-old daughter was pointing out all the things in the house that needed attention to myself and hubby. A few cobwebs, windows a bit dusty, grubby floor in the shower, toothpaste on the bathroom sink. Yeah. On the Friday in a virtual chat to her teacher. When asked, what are you doing on the weekend? She replied, I'm going to help Mum clean the house. It's getting really dirty. Lots of cobwebs and dust. I don't like spiders. I was not only mortified that she told outsiders our dirty secrets, I was proud of her ability to articulate the issues and look forward to helping her as she committed herself to. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Beautiful. Nothing wrong with, we've all got cobwebs.
Oh, my gosh. I looked up before in the kitchen.
They
I was
just
like,
appear.
Oh, boy.
Like, this is
you know,
a
like
huge
a
cobweb.
Massive, long
and it wasn't
string
here
one.
Yesterday. Talk to me, spider doctors, and tell me how it happens.
I don't know.
As I handed my son his lunch, I reminded him to say thank you by saying thank you, Mum, in that voice that encourages him to repeat it back. This is how the conversation went. Me, thank you, Mum. Him, thank you, Mum. Me, you're so pretty, Mum. Him, don't push your luck.
Fantastic.
Oh, they were amazing.
Oh, people.
That's the therapy we needed this week.
We really, really did.
As we
thank
entered.
You, everyone in the Hangout, for writing
thank
those.
Thank you for sharing your beautiful
stories.
Do you
think stories. It's too late to put that in the book? I mean, we can cut that out. But.
Well, we're writing another book at some point, Mandy, so let's just save some of these for the next. We got a 2-book deal. I don't know if we told the peas that.
I don't know, because I was like, well, what? So I said to her, what are we going to write for the second book?
Because I would worry about that at the time.
Oh, okay.
And we really will.
Yeah.
Actually, I felt weird because I've had this pressing feeling of yes. I have to get this done.
Yes, me too.
And I've had a really weird feeling all week.
Like, there's been a bit of space.
Yeah, something's hanging over me. Yeah. But what should I be doing?
Oh, the and, Zoom.
Well, yeah.
We've had to put our, we're going to put our application in for the podcast awards.
We are,
we've
yes.
had to do that too.
We have, yeah. So that has, but it's yeah, just but the book. And I, yes. anyway, it's gone
I think
now.
You held the responsibility, Kate, more than I did. So
well,
thank
I'm,
you.
Oh, that's okay. But I just, I'm glad it's gone, but I keep thinking I haven't done it.
Yeah. Well, no, we have.
We have.
Yeah.
We've done it. So we might have to do it again in a year or two. Anyway, we won't think about that now.
No, no.
Now we're just grateful playgrounds are open.
Yeah,
so,
boy.
You know. Oh, anyway, yeah. Thank you, guys. That was so great.
So great. What a great laugh.
Oh, what a laugh. It's going to keep me going. I tell you what else has kept me going. If you listen to Singing Amy, we recorded that a couple of weeks before you heard it. And for some reason, when Mandy said, where's the scissors? I just lost it. Just my view of.
She keeps saying to me, I can't believe you said. Like, where's the scissors?
Where's the scissors? Go back and listen. Go back and listen to Singing P. Amy episode. And she talks about just starting a new job and being really stressed. And Mandy's like, I know, it must just be like the first day when you're like, and where are the scissors? It's like, she's got a PhD in something. She's doing research. Where are the scissors?
And we just think it's us that thinks it's funny, but then Arca just listened and she sent us a text saying, where's the scissors?
So by the time you've listened to this, you might have already heard where's the scissors.
You might have, or you
might thought it's
think,
funny, but
what
Mandy
the hell
and
are they
I,
talking about?
I literally have laughed for 2 weeks about where's the scissors.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because I meant it earnestly.
You did mean it earnestly, which made me laugh even more. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
I also wanted to say thank you to the magazine Travel Without Limits, their volume for September 2020. She's included us in the top 5 podcasts about disability and travel.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So that was really lovely. Thank you so much.
It's a beautiful magazine if
it
you want to go and
magazine.
Buy it and check
and
it out.
I know travel is a tricky thing at the moment, but yes. Let's keep supporting. So Julie sent that to us. So thank you very much.
Yeah. And
we appreciate that.
We will get back to travelling one day.
Yeah.
And even if it's not just, but even if it's within our own state or
yes, that's
countries.
Right.
Yeah. So
yep.
Lots of good ideas in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, whew, I'm so tired from laughing.
I know,
I'm actually
too.
Got, it's Jesus. A bit like Book of Mormon. I've got sore sides.
Yes. That night was so good.
I know.
Ah, all right. What made you cry this week?
So what made me cry, we're not going to go into it, but Mandy and I are collaborating on a new project.
Yes.
With a few other awesome peas.
Yes.
And I'm...
We don't want to be all vague book.
No, I don't want to be
we'll
vague
tell
book.
You
we'll tell you at the
can.
Time because we haven't actually finished it, so we can't. And some of your supporter money is going towards it.
Yes.
And it's going to help every new pea.
Yeah, really
and
proud.
I just was really proud and I was reading through them and I just started crying and I thought, oh, this is... I couldn't have dreamed of this a year ago
that we could
do this. And
yeah.
So I know it's vague, but, you know, just hate on me for being vague. But it made me cry. So
I know.
And you'll all cry when we tell you what it is.
Yes, you will. Mm. Well, mine is not that important. I just cried when Schitt's Creek won Emmy after Emmy.
Yes, you did. I actually cried too.
Oh, my gosh. I just was like, look at them go.
It's like people finally got it.
Yes, people finally got it.
It was their year. We were all in lockdown.
Yes.
Oh, and it's such a brilliant show that actually...
And I just loved them and I was so sad when it ended.
Unconditional love.
And when Eugene Levy won his and he said... This is a celebration of inclusivity, a castigation of homophobia, and a declaration of the power of love.
I know. I
was just like, wow.
I know.
You know, these are the words we need.
These are the words we need. And they speak so beautifully.
Beautifully. Oh. And I'm crying watching Sarah Levy, the sister and daughter, and her reactions.
And she can't believe it.
She couldn't believe it. And I don't know whether it would have been better for them to be there or whether this was just so beautiful watching them.
It was so powerful, yeah.
Yeah, there on their own.
Yes, it was really lovely.
Yeah.
Father and son together.
Yes.
Yeah, because they created it together and they were together.
They were. And I just cried every time one of them won.
Yep.
Because... Catherine O'Hara or Moira, she always talks about winning her Emmys in the show. So she finally won one. And the words she used, she threw in Moira words in her speech.
Really,
and it was
just
so clever.
Oh.
And just watch it if you haven't watched
it. Watch it and push
through. I know
the first season's
a bit slow, but
once you
get to season 3, you will not be able to stop.
And they're like 17-minute episodes.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You can just have it on while you're doing the ironing or whatever.
It's so
and
good.
Then you'll really get into it. So,
so good.
Yep.
I just... cried and cried.
Yeah, fair enough.
With joy. I was like joyfully crying.
Yeah, and it was lovely.
Yeah, just watching them win one after the next. Not that we care about awards.
We don't. But these actually, they deserve to win. Half the time people don't.
Yes, that's right. That's what was even more powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And I just thought you'd be really proud if you were Canadian.
Oh, so proud.
Yeah, so proud.
Yeah. Yeah. So my make a difference... We were watching The Bachelor, I'm embarrassed to say.
No, it's age appropriate with your kids.
Yeah, Buzz and Woody were there and Woody just goes, or Buzz, they were both talking about it because The Bachelor had no shirt on. He was
He's on Survivor.
Survivor, so you probably know who he is. And I think it was Woody goes, why do
people on TV have bodies like that. And then Buzz was like, yeah, what is that, what girls like? Do girls like that?
Wow.
And I was like, no. I said, I don't know anyone with a body like that. And I know lots of people that like boys and girls, you know. And then Woody goes, so Dingo Dove Reviews, you might remember him. He works for me and he is really tall and thin.
Yeah.
And really funny and gorgeous. Anyway, and Woody goes, no. Look at Dave. He's got a body just like us and he's awesome and all the girls love him.
Aww.
And I just thought, it makes a difference to see someone who looks like you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But who's enjoying life.
Yes.
And David is really cute looking.
He is.
And fun. You're drawn to him.
Yes, you are.
So they were like.
Immediately.
Yes. Yeah, so they were like, look. He is thin and has a great life. And I thought, wow, you're really, they're getting to that age where they're really thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So representation matters, as
all
of us
know.
It really does.
Lockie's the exception to the rule.
He really is.
Yes.
But that's what you see.
I know.
That's why you don't watch these stupid shows. Look at the women on there. Anyway.
I know. Anyway, what can we say?
What made a difference for you?
Well, I've been really loving the Chicks album. So formerly the Dixie Chicks.
I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I'm just singing it. I'm listening to it all the time.
Yep.
And what has been interesting to me when I thought about it was, I think sometimes when you just get songs, you miss the power of an album.
Yes, I do too.
And so listening to how it's set out, how have they chosen the songs, where do they fit? And there's so much meaning in that.
And
I think when you just choose a song, you're missing that. So just trying to listen to that as an album.
I love listening to albums.
Yeah, and understanding that, I've really been enjoying it. I mean, who's not going to love a song, an album written about middle-aged women's rage?
I'm down for it. I keep forgetting to listen.
It's the Alanis Morissette of 20 years ago. So I loved her when my first boyfriend dumped me.
Yep.
Now nothing's – like they're talking about all their marriage – breakups. Natalie's husband cheated on her.
Okay,
got a new partner. All this sort of stuff. So it's brutal.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just love listening to women tell their truths.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and she says things like, you know, you came to my backstage in my concert, and you said you were such a fan, and I just said you can love me, but don't love my man. And then they, you know, just like she's just let it all out. And it's different. It's got different sounds in it than their other stuff.
Yeah,
and just musically, it's more complex, I think, or I don't know. So I've just been enjoying listening to that. I just listen to my AirPods, and they're like, I'm just singing in the kitchen.
Yeah, and people can only hear
because
your voice.
There's a bit of people don't want to hear people's music in my house.
Yes.
They say you've got AirPods.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, oh well, then I'll listen and sing, and you won't hear the rest of the music. But I've been enjoying it, and they just put up something today in one of their songs, March, March, and it had these women. I mean, it's obviously much more powerful if you live in America.
Yep.
And I was just moved by the women dancing, wearing masks with the word vote, and I thought, this is powerful stuff.
Yeah, it is powerful
I really
stuff.
Love women telling their truths.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, because my sister lives alone, she's our bubble person.
So she came over.
So it's the first time we've seen her six, 7 weeks.
Longer probably.
Yeah. So, you know, she took Miss Nine for a
it's
walk
been 9 weeks,
with the dog. And she and I just thought, oh, wow, I could work.
Yes.
And I just had someone helping.
And it's someone you love who you feel so comfortable with in your home, and she loves
she's
you.
Stayed
and
for tea.
It's how it should be.
And she's like, I've got to go, so I've got to get home before 9.
Because we still have to be in bed by 9.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, you just realize when everything's stripped away, how much someone's help just to even talk to your children about some new things.
Yeah.
Made such a difference.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah,
I'm really glad.
Yeah, well, I'm glad for her, and I just think that this is something to be extremely worried about. The people living on their own.
Oh, extremely worried.
And it's just gone under the radar, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
people having intimate visits, but then people who are single. What benefits have they had? None.
I know. It's very strange.
It's very strange. They should have had this bubble thing from the start.
Yeah, they should have.
I think.
Even if they just saw another single person.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
But anyway, they've got it now. Yeah. But yes, it's been a long time.
They overlooked it.
They did. So thankfully they let that out.
Yes, good.
Yeah. So a couple of things made me laugh. The first thing was we were outside and there were mozzies and Buzz said, I think it's time for the mozzies to go on quarantine.
They can ruin anything in a heartbeat. Mosquitoes.
And it's, then we've had so much terrible rain.
I know.
There's little puddles everywhere. Yep. It's mozzie. Yep. Bloody city around here.
Yep.
And then last week or this week, I can't remember, I was watching the Dan Andrews presser and Woody was in the room and some reporters were asking him, like, well, do you actually know anyone who has COVID-19? And I was like, are you kidding me? They're fueling this ridiculous conspiracy theorists that are out there and they're fueling the deniers. They shouldn't even be able to ask that question. Mm. And so I'm raging, just thinking I'm talking to myself. And Woody was like, I believe in it. I need my mum to go back to work. I need toys. She has to earn money. She's never been home like this. Corona is real.
It's the damn truth.
And then he said, I need toys. Daniel Andrews probably needs to sleep after talking to all people like that and they talk to him all the time. Yes. I hope he gets to lie down after he has to talk to that many people.
Yes.
And I said, I hope so too. Yes. I don't think he does. But I think he just was sitting there listening to people firing questions at him thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I said, you know, he wants to do that job.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is incredible to me and him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, yeah, it'd been, I hope he gets to lie down too. Oh, and we laughed.
It's an unenviable position.
Oh, very. You wouldn't want to be a politician in this country. Well, anywhere in the world.
No.
At the moment.
I have mercy. I think we should give them some mercy.
Yes, we should. Yeah.
But there's people, I mean, people are getting very.
Oh, it's getting.
Even the people I thought were sort of moderate and now starting to turn.
People have had enough of being in lockdown, but we can't change that until the numbers have dropped enough. So, and I don't think people want to. It's a weird thing. I don't think people want to get let out because we know what happened last time, but I think they just want to be able to go out.
Yes.
But not the rest of the state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it will come.
Well, I was cutting Miss Nine's fingernails.
Yes.
And Molly comes over and she says, you don't need to do that for me. I eat mine. I said, okay. And she goes, yeah, they're good. They're really good for my immune system. That's why I don't get sick.
Oh my gosh.
And Miss Nine's like, well, they could puncture your stomach. They're good for my immune system. I don't know. I said, where did you find that out? I just made it up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's most of the stuff on the internet. So she can probably write a whole thesis on that.
It was so funny. No, that's why I don't get sick. She has not been sick this whole winter.
I know. Hasn't it been amazing?
Yes. I'm speechless.
So many of my friends.
15 years every August, she is out.
Haven't
for weeks.
Been to hospital, Mandy. You
haven't.
Haven't
been to hospital.
Oh.
Haven't had asthma, bronchiolitis.
No.
Haven't had terrible coughs that go for 2 months. Like,
yep.
Unbelievable to me.
Yeah. And so I was talking
to
Shane.
Coronavirus and eating nails.
It's both. And I think you should just stay home and eat your nails and you can. No, but yeah, Shane was saying he's not even as busy.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Just
so
amazing. So, you know, we haven't had a winter of then her losing kilos, being sick, and then me thinking, like, you know, just even having that little bit of extra padding.
Yeah. And I think
it makes me feel more confident.
The less stress.
Yes. There's no stress.
No stress. No. And I know the parents have got the stress.
She smiles every night when I tuck her into bed and I say, just, you know, you can stay
sleep in
bed.
Yep.
She doesn't, but I just say,
yeah,
you don't have to get up tomorrow. Nah. Just the biggest smile.
It's been unbelievable, actually. I was thinking about it this morning because I get up, make a cup of tea, get back into bed.
Yeah, like, when have you ever done
that? Never, never, never,
never.
And the boys may come and sit in my room and the dog comes in.
Yes, that's what we've been doing.
The girls, and I just think, I know that there are so many things that are shit about this, like not earning money for 6 months, but
there's some nice
this
things.
This is amazing. Yes. And I have never had. I just don't feel any anxiety before going to sleep. Because
you're not anticipating the next day.
We're not
especially
having
any,
anything's going on in the morning.
Yes.
No. And
yes.
They can wear the same tracksuit and T-shirt.
That's right.
I wash it, back on.
Yep, exactly.
It's been amazing.
I know. If we stop and think about
that. Yeah, so we have to try and think of some of those
things. I don't know if I said this at the start, but I remember at the start of the year I felt like sort of Millie was sort of slipping away, you know. She was spending a lot of time training and being with her friends and I just hope that I can come remember this time I spent some time with them.
Yeah, we really did.
We really, really, really,
really, really did. We we've had in our house, so we've got a deck that wraps the whole way around, which has been the godsend of Buzz and Woody, right? Anyway, we've had scooters since we've moved in.
Yep.
I have never let them come in my front door. Never, never, never. Well, now they just go in the front door, out the back. I just don't even care.
Nah,
it's like, this is pandemic mum. But right. Also the joy of them riding down the hallway. And I think, well, we saved it for this.
Yeah, you did.
You know, you got it when it really, really mattered. And they're still young enough to love the scooters.
Yes, awesome.
Razor scooters, Nerf guns.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So, anyway, Pease, I want to thank you again for the Acast supporters. You have no idea when we see a little $3 donation or whatever come in.
It's joyful.
Just so joyful. We pay Akka.
Yep.
We pay the sound engineer. Yep. And we're working on a new project.
Yep. You're going to love it.
Which you're going to love. And it means that one day we can do live shows again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So thank you.
And we can just keep the podcast going.
Yeah. So, and I bought myself a birthday present because it's my birthday next week. So I think this will come out the day after.
It will.
And I just thought, I'm just going to buy myself this because no one can get me anything.
No, they can't.
So maybe it's a new Gorman dress.
Maybe. Ooh, I don't know. Mandy's a one-dress chick.
I am, you know. Poor Mandy really could only – because they're expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah, so thank you because some of that supporter money.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many people like, this is for White Wine Wednesday. This is for Mandy's clothes.
Yeah.
This is for something for Buzz and Woody. This is for – and I just – somebody, this just – oh, I cried. They said – I always go and get my hair dyed and I couldn't do it, so I'm giving you the $150.
Oh, goodness.
You made me weep.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I'm not getting mine dyed either. But you don't have to give us your money when you're not using
it. No, you don't.
But
you
can't tell you the difference it makes.
Yes, thank you.
And just with Mandy and I have got a couple of $1,000 in the bank, we can know, we can pay everything that's coming
it
in.
It feels really,
it
really,
feels
really
good. It feels so good because I don't want anybody to do anything
for
free.
I just pay it straight away.
Yes.
I just love that ability.
Just,
so
you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Rate and review.
Keep rating and reviewing. What I want to get to 2,000 reviews.
That's right.
We're on 1,900.
She always wants something.
I've always want something. So if you can just go and press the 5 stars, like just about 100 of you. And then we'll be on to the 2,000.
And if you could also give her the blue stick tick on Instagram.
Oh, she's okay, devastated. I said to her, I think you just need 5,000.
I was like, I don't think so.
And so
I went through all the how do we do
it.
You have to put your driver's license or ID.
You applied.
So I'm like, Mandy, I've applied. Come back. Sorry, you are not verified. So apparently we're not two peas in a podcast.
We're not.
Anyway, I don't care.
How do you get that blue tick? I want to get that blue tick.
I don't know, because some podcasts have it.
Not that anyone is mimicking us.
No,
or
I don't really care one bit, but it's pretty funny. I just sent her a screenshot. Bam, bam. We're not even Instagram tick worthy.
I just thought maybe this is a way we could get it.
Maybe. No. They said we could try again in 30 days.
Oh, we're not going to try again. We've got some, you know, self-respect.
We're not throwing ourselves at Instagram's feet.
I'm not.
No. I'm sorry.
Refuse.
You can ask us now.
Ladies, we really want to give you a blue tick. Okay, we're on 1,903 ratings.
Okay.
Can you get me to 2,000? I'll be so happy. I'm going to do it now for myself. 1,904. There's awesome, awesome reviews on there.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Read them, you people. It gives us so much joy.
All the joy.
Yeah. Anyway,
all the
we'll
time.
Go on
anyway,
and on and
we
on.
We keep saying we're finished and then we just keep talking.
Yeah. But, we'll see you and thank you, Pease.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.